Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoors Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. I think we all agree, most video games are too violent. But there is a battle going on. It is to get children off the couch, away from their video games, and into the outdoors. Here's an example. A few weeks back, the afternoon temp was about 70 degrees, and it was a beautiful sunny day. I had just finished filming Joey B TV and decided to unload my bike, which happened to be in the back of my truck, of course, because you know me and my bike. I pedaled through two or three towns, and I did not see one child outside. This, to me, was truly a sad moment. Where were all the kids? Cell phones, gaming devices, and TVs have taken over. It is utterly amazing. Just watch after school and watch children walking down the street from school. If indeed most of them get rides home now anyway, I guess it's illegal to walk. I have no idea. But they actually are on their cell phones walking down the street, and you don't know how many, I've seen adults doing this too, crossing streets looking at their cell phone screens. They're glued to this media type of, again, atmosphere, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. So how do we break this cycle? I will get to the outdoor answer, but first we need some indoor rules. First is to make rules, and that's important. And then second, you need to adhere to the rules. Now, the first year I got into coaching, I had an attorney at that point in time leaving playing, moving into coaching. And he said, "You want some advice?" I said, "Sure." He says, "Don't make a rule you're not willing to enforce." This is the same for raising children. So the first rule, during the school year, homework and snack right after school. So we take care of the good things. We take care of sitting down with the child, making sure that they are getting their work done correctly. Now, here's the next thing. You need to limit the playing time of a video game. So let's take care of rule number one, the homework, little snack, because food. Hey, me and food, real important. Well, limit the playing time. This is what we do for Gabby. She can play during the weekends of the school year. She can play an hour per day. She could break it up any way she wants. She could play two separate half hours. Well, I'm going to let you know that she will typically break it up into a half hour here, half hour there, and that's fine. But you will be amazed if you give other options that are not video game related. Gabby and I started to play checkers probably about a year ago. And she became very proficient, and she wanted to move on to chess. She wanted to learn about it. And we have played so many games of chess, and it's funny. When nothing is going on, she doesn't head towards a video game. She heads to me and say, I've already set up the chessboard. Let's play. Well, it's chess versus a gaming device, and she's choosing that. You know this. It's a great thought game. And this is also awesome bonding time for us. I want to give you another example. Now on to my good friend, Dr. Bob. No, he wasn't Dr. Bob when we were growing up, but we call him Dr. Bob now because he's a doctor. Well, his son, Michael, had that video game, addiction early on. Well, Bob would do this. Michael would be downstairs in his house playing video games. Bob would call him upstairs. "Hey, Michael, come on upstairs." Bob would literally hand him his coat, sometimes forcibly put it on him, open the back door, and in a fun, loving way, push him out the door. Because Michael would just stay downstairs in the video games. Remember, there are limits, and you must adhere to the limits. And at first, Michael would literally, he would be complaining about going outside. And then once he was outside, he was loving what was going on. Remember, set rules, keep rules. Next, find what activities your child likes to do in the outdoors. Gabby loves to ride her bike. So after school, we've got bike rides, and you're getting fun and exercise. By the way, she's getting fun and exercise, and so are you. Make sure that you have some hydration along with that. Hey, on off days, we're going to go on longer rides. We're going to head to this county park. There's lakes inside there. There's so much going on, horseback riding. Well, we make sure on those longer days, and the things you always hear me speaking about, hydration, sunblock, energy. And because I've got my Joey B mobile, the pickup truck, and I can carry four kayaks, a bunch of bikes, this and that. Well, we always have our little tailgate parties. You see, we have specific tailgate foods. So I have one, I guess we'll call it like a taller, not a larger, taller Coleman cooler that actually fits in the backs of my kayaks and all, but we put it in the truck. And we have specific crackers, and hey, just about everything is organic, even the crackers. And we will actually go for that long bike ride, and then I have my tailgate seats, which happen to be the Crazy Creek type of chairs that you use for backpacking and all. And we put them in the tailgate of the truck, and we sit back there and eat tailgate foods. So we are making a day of it. And if you were to ask a child, would you rather be playing a video game indoors or going for a long bike ride around the lake, tailgating, all that? You know they're going to choose the outdoors. So I'm saying that to you. That's important for you. Now, down the road, there is a school with a basketball court and a swing, and I'll call a jungle gym set. I don't even know what they call them anymore, with all the little tunnels and tubes. And it looks like a place for a mutant hamster to be walking in or crawling in. I have no idea. Well, after school, we do homework, and Gab will just say, and we'll grab the basketball, and we'll head down to the park. And I think sometimes, and Gabby loves basketball, but sometimes she wants to go to the basketball court because she knows the swings are there. Well, think about this. You're going to choose between a video game and being outside, and if you're a kid, being on the swings. But again, we play, again, do a little coaching, playing, and then a little pickup basketball game, and then we head to the swings. Hey, some days she wants to bring a football. We've got the Nerf footballs instead of basketball. So I let her choose what she wants to take. One day she wanted to take pickleball. So we took pickleball, play a little pickleball, swing set. Well, that's the choice. See, to me, it's like getting into the outdoors. I would love to be out in the wild all the time, but that's not going to happen specifically after school some of those days. Now, every county offers excellent outdoor programs. I'll give you an example. My great friend, David Alexander, who is, and I mean this, not an exaggeration, I'm talking about in our country, I think he is the best naturalist out there. He offers courses, classes, afternoon, weekends, weeks off from school, summertime, and there are all these programs. You could learn about butterflies, Native American skills, scales and tails, and all these. There's got to be during the entire year 100 programs that David offers through the county. So I'm going to let you know that you need to check out your county, because every county has an environmental center which will stimulate the minds of our youth. Many times it stimulates my heart to see all the children enjoying outdoor education. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or at one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Well, many historic sites offer demonstrations of what it was like to live in the 1700s and 1800s. We attended a cook on the open fire. I don't know the best way of saying it. So it wasn't cooking inside their chimney indoors. It was actually outside, and they were giving a demonstration of what it would be like to cook a meal out there. Wow, pretty interesting to watch it, see it, taste it. And then afterwards, we walked and talked to all the barnyard animals, and then we hiked around the farm. We ended up at an indoor fire, and this was a separate building. It was happened to be a modern building, and there was a monstrous open fireplace in there. And there were so few people that were there on that day, so to speak, like this big old fire pit was to ourselves. We just had the greatest time. So who needs video games when you can have a day like that? Every summer, there are many county and state fairs. We would attend the Farm and Horse Show every single year. This was one of the highlights of my youth, and many more to follow, you'll see in a few minutes here. So how about getting children involved in Scouts? I always, and I've mentioned this, and I've even had a couple shows about it, I have the opportunity, again, where I speak in different places, there is a fee attached to it, but never when it comes time for the Scouts. Boys, girls, doesn't matter. It is free to them because it is my giving back piece. Well, I was speaking one evening, I guess it was just middle of winter, and they were going to be doing, it was a younger group, and they had not camped outside yet, and this was going to be their first indoor camping. It was involved in a church hall, so the kids were bringing their sleeping bags and actually their tents, because they were going to learn how to set up their tents in this big open hall. So after I spoke, that's what they were going to do, and I just thought, Scoutmasters, if you're out there, I think this is a great thing. And if it's also an awesome winter activity, specifically if you live in climates where it is so cold and snowy, you just can't get outside in the wintertime. And the rule was the kids could not bring any video games. And if they had a cell phone, it was given over to the Scoutmaster. And that was the emergency type of thing. So other than that, they were going to be there doing scouting. And you know what? I'm sure they had, and actually I spoke to one of the parents, had the greatest time doing something like that. So who needs video games when you can do things like that? Well, I grew up in a time without social media and without video games. But I think if I was given a choice, I would gladly choose being outside. I guess that's how I became an environmental scientist, huh? I guess it makes pretty much sense. The only time I ever got into trouble, I remember this because I was the perfect child, was my mom could not get me inside. If there was still light outside, there was time for one more stickball game. If it was dark, okay, let's play manhunt. In today's society, I guess it would be called person hunt. A little fun there. If you've never done this, but this is what we were used to, try playing manhunt in open fields and woods on a farm. There is nothing better. I also recognize that I grew up in a town surrounded. Now, we had, out of anyone anyone I've ever met growing up, we had the greatest childhood. Because you see, there were five families. We were all very close. So you either live next to one of your family members or directly across the street. And it was just filled with kids. One family had three and two and five and six. And the numbers just kept growing. And we were together all the time. And across the street was one of my role models growing up was Big Jim. My cousin, Big Jim Tyrone, real cowboy, calf roper and all this. Well, Jim would bring into a town that was not allowed and just how life was back way back then. It wasn't that far long ago. And he would bring horses down and he'd be given, and some of the horses were, you could drive, you would call them a cart, we would call them a sulky. And he would give cart rides around and just, you know, around the neighborhood and through the streets. And then all of a sudden the police would say, hey, Jim, you can't. Okay, don't worry about it. And then Jim would be riding a horse through town. And they'd say, hey, Jim. And he'd go, all right, don't worry about it. And he'd bring the horses back. And our family farm, well, there was the Kearney Zoo by us, and every year the Kearney Zoo would have hundreds of ducks and chickens and you name it, goats, and they'd have too many. So we would take all of them. They'd eventually end up on the farm. But before then, they'd be in our backyards. But there were no fences in the backyards, and they would just, it was like Alice in Wonderland. Your cars, and there weren't that many on our road, but they would have to stop because there was 15 chickens walking across the road. Why the chicken across the road? I guess to go to the other family's backyard. I guess there's, you just found out the answer you've been searching for your whole life. So our life growing up was much different. I would, on Sunday mornings, and you could ask mom and dad about this one, I would say to them, hey, mom and dad, Aunt Julie and Uncle Al, they're calling me up, calling me because I could smell across the street Aunt Julia, Uncle Al are making gravy, you might call it sauce, and some sausage with little hot peppers in it. And I would go over there and little bit of the Italian bread dipping in the sauce in a plate Aunt Julia would put out for Uncle Al and I, and we'd be dipping that. And now I guess you understand why I love hot peppers, and we'd be sitting there. But like, this is who we were. Now, people always say to me, how could you still be a morning person if you don't know this? My alarm is set for 5 a.m. I have never heard my alarm because I am always downstairs way before. I typically wake up 4:30, you know, between 4:30 and 5 o'clock. Well, growing up, my cousin Jimmy Toots, big Jim's son, little Jim. Well, his nickname was Toots. Well, he and I, well, it's 5 a.m. Whether it's a school day or it's summertime, we figure we should be outside playing at this point in time. Remember, it was a much safer society. We'd be outside. And we'd walk through the backyards, my grandma's backyard, and into Aunt Nancy and Uncle Frank's backyard because our best friends, our cousins, Michael, Kevin, and Donald, were living there in one bedroom. And this is not an exaggeration. Every morning at 5 a.m., we'd walk to their back window of their bedroom, and my Aunt Nancy, she would be waiting there, and she'd say, Joey and Jimmy, go home now. And we'd be like, oh, okay. And we'd just get up and go walk back through the yards, back towards our homes, and just keep playing until it was time either to go to school or time for another family member to get up. So, I mean, it was a much safer society, as I mentioned, and we had family taking care of family. So I know we grew up in the utopian society, I guess it was it. But if you were to put a video game in the mix, I would choose all of the above any day. So I'm going to say this to you. Work hard to give children outdoor options. I don't care if it's their backyard, the park down the street, the county programs, getting them involved in a nice bike ride somewhere, whatever it is. You will see a difference when you give them those options. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.